Let us greet him with thanksgiving, with praiseful songs. We'll call out to him. So Be'Avraham says, before we can sing joyously to Hashem, first we have to thank him. Once we've developed a sense of appreciation for everything that Hashem has done for us, we'll be able to be overflowing with thanks. Also important, as we go into Shabbos, to think about everything that Hashem's done for us during the week. Nakad Mapan of Besoida. Think about all the chesed that Hashem's done during the week and then start singing. Then start singing the song of Shabbos. We call God Hashem, and Melech God al-Kol Alihim. For Hashem is a great God, he's a great king, above all the powers. Which the Radak explains, while we're in Galus, there are many people, heretics, who will deny that Hashem is God. If Hashem is your God, then why are you vilified? Why is there anti-Semitism? Why are you pushed from pillar to post? Where's your God, Jews? Why doesn't God provide miracles for you? You're clearly not the chosen people, though he's clearly not God. One of the two options must be true. And that's a tremendous chilul Hashem. Galus, exile, is one massive chilul Hashem. And therefore we daven for the geula. Because in Yemos Mashiach, when Mashiach comes, Hashem's presence and supervision will be clearly evident. And everyone will admit Hashem's greatness. And therefore, we daven for Mashiach, not just because we want it, wonderful though it is, but because Kvod Shamayim demands it. That we, as human beings who are in an intimate relationship with Hashem, can't tolerate a situation where Hashem's presence is not felt in the world. That is expressed by the fact that Klal Yisrael are persecuted, pushed from pillar to post. The fact that we're discriminated against, the fact that there are double standards against us, that people will treat us very, very differently, it's the way they relate to other nations, judge us in a far harsher way, punish us, tie our hands. All of that's a chilul Hashem, because it looks like there's no Hashem protecting us. So we daven. We daven for the tank. Kel gadol Hashem ha-melech gadol al-kol aleihem. That everyone will be aware of Hashem's presence. Shabiyadah mech ke'arat sa'yafis harim lai. For in his power the hidden mysteries of the earth and the mountain summits are his. What does that mean? Kein the Radak. It says, Mech Kiaret, Mech Kriaret. Sorry, before we go Melech Gadol Al Kol Aleihem, great king above all heavenly powers, means the angels and the other forces through which Hashem exercises his mastery of the universe. So Hashem assigns one force for the rain, another one to heal the sick, a third to regulate the tides. These powers might seem to be independent, but they're not. Hashem's in control of all of them. And therefore, it's a responsibility of a human being to understand how Hashem is in charge of all of these powers. And then we move to the next pasuk, apologies. Then you can see how Hashem in his power, there's the hidden mysteries of the earth. Mech Krei Aretz is the depths of the earth. That Hashem is God over every part of the universe, from the lowest to the highest. Mech Krei literally means examination and investigation. Here, says the Meiri, there are many natural phenomena that seem to defy logic and investigation, but Hashem understands everything. More than that, Hashem actually examines the depths of every heart and knows our deepest thoughts. So humanity is called to develop that awareness with Hashem.